Congratulations, Tony. That's a big win.
Yeah, they're all big wins. We've talked, you know, we the last 10 today, we've talked about every how big every game is now and how much focus we need and concentration in every game. It's, you know, you can almost see the finishing line, but you have to just focus on the next one. Today was a dangerous game for us, I think. If you look at their recent results, 2-0 away at Wigan, 2-0 away at Portsmouth. I think Gary's will have had them, you know, obviously being a manager here in the past, would have had them really, really intense and worked up, and we just knew it was a dangerous game, and yet I thought it was a professional performance. I thought it was, as I've said, the team, if we can keep it really tight and solid, we've got players at the top end of the pitch, Dax, Armstrongs, Grahams, who can, Paynes, who can make a difference and win a football match, and that's the way it went today.
Got your nose in front at the perfect time.
Yeah, listen, it was stodgy, really, for staff. It was, you know, not a lot happening, really difficult to get any flow to the game. It was a lot of intensity all over the pitch. A lot of players in midfield sort of cancelling each other out. But Mulgrew whips a ball in, Dax scores. And that allows you, the team, to settle down, really, and play with a little bit more composure, and knowing that they're going to come on a little bit more and try and exploit that speed, that space with a bit of speed and a bit of craft, which is, again, we managed to do.
And you've got a young man who is in a rich vein of scoring in Adam Armstrong.
Well, listen, Adam, I think he won Player of the Month this month, didn't he, or last month. He just got his trophy this week, I think. I don't know what to say, but Adam, listen, I had him at Coventry and he scored 20 goals in super fast time. He's a young guy that has come from a Premier League club, and with total respect to League One, his attributes of his speed, his ability to shoot off both feet, his awareness of space is, you know, is better than League One, I would have to suggest. But here he is playing for us, as he did for Coventry, and scored a lot of goals, and we're delighted he's here, and, you know, fantastic that he can help finish off the game like he did today.
A word about Richie Smallwood. Playing in that combative area, he's been on 9 yellows for, I think, 13 games. That's terrific personal discipline.
Oh, listen, it's amazing. If you think of the 9 bookings he picked up in the first whatever it was games, and then to have the discipline in his football to be able to know when to put his foot in, because he's a competitive footballer and he needs to win tackles, and that's, otherwise he won't get in the team on his technical ability, but he gets in because he's a warrior. We talk about artists and soldiers at this club, and he is definitely a soldier. But the discipline to not get booked for so long has been fantastic for him. He's past that window now, I think, where the next booking won't give him a 2-game ban. So, pretty sure is it Gillingham next? He'd probably be a yellow card. But but let's see. Listen, a great credit to Richie Smallwood, I would say, yeah.
And a bit of a war zone at the end. Charlie Mulgrew had to be patched up. Is it a big worry about Danny Graham? He was holding his ribs.
I've just been in there. He said he laid on the bed and it popped back in. I think he popped a rib out of place, really. I think he took a big whack on it and it was really, really sore. And it's just, as he's stretched in a laying down position, it's popped back in and the pain's dissipated straight away, really. So he's laughing away in the dressing room there as if he was being shot from the stand or something, and then he's all right. So, you know, hopefully that'll be the case. We'll let these things need to settle down, and hopefully it's not sore in a day or two. Hopefully it's fine now, and it was just something that was really sore at the time, but hopefully Danny's fine. Charlie will need a few stitches, I think, in a cut in his forehead. Nyambi's obviously the disappointment for us. Looks like it's a hamstring injury. He's missed a lot of training this week. He's took a knock in his glute in the last game and missed 3 or 4 days, so maybe a sprint early on has done his hamstring, which is a blow to us, because Nyambi's, you know, he's a defender first and foremost for us, and he'll be a loss.